Israel has transferred to the Palestinian Authority $100 million of tax revenues withheld since Hamas won elections last year. The money has been paid directly to the Palestinian president Mahmoud Abbas and not the Hamas-led government. The money represents a sixth of the total collected on behalf of the Palestinian Authority since Hamas came to power. Meanwhile, bishops from Europe and North America are on their way back home after a week of meetings with the leaders of Christian communities in the Holy Land, as well as with top Israeli and Palestinian officials. President of the United States Bishops' Conference, Bishop William Skilstad, spoke to Philippa Hitchin about what needs to be done to promote peace in the region.
The particular situation here in the Holy Land is simply not sustainable, and something has to be done. People are hurting. People are suffering from every side. We have to address somehow a strong and lasting sense of justice and peace in this land. So I think I pick up, if I'm accurate in that analysis, a greater sense of urgency that we have to do something, and we have to do it now that's helpful and effective.
You yourself meet with President Bush, don't you, and other government officials. What kind of voice does your church have, the Catholic Church, in the United States, do you think, in pushing on these issues?
Our meetings here in the Holy Land with the coordination have been very helpful for us to go back to the United States, for me personally, go back to the United States and share information with our conference, with other bishops in charge of certain committees so that we can be advocates for peace and justice here in the Holy Land. We meet with the president periodically. We meet certainly with other political figures and with legislative figures that can be very helpful. Over and above that, this information and experience will be used as information for dialogue that is going on in the United States between the various religious groups. As a matter of fact, in just a week or so, Cardinal McCarrick will chair a dialogue with amongst significant religious leaders, Jewish, ecumenical, interreligious leaders, to look at this situation here and see how we can be more helpful and effective in achieving peace here.